So now we're moving into a new series. It is called Immeasurably More, and it's the fruit-bearing church. We are going to, in this next 9 weeks, look at the fruit of the Spirit. What happens when the Holy Spirit lives out not only in our lives, but in the life of His church? What great things can happen? And as I said at the annual report about a month ago, God gave me a verse for us as a congregation. It's not on the screen. I'm just going to give it to you. It's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. And it says, "Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we would ever able to imagine, according to His power that is at work within us." So we're going to look at this immeasurably more type of lifestyle. And we're going to look at it through the life of the Holy Spirit, and what happens when God the Holy Spirit shows up, and what happens when God's gifts of the Holy Spirit as well as the fruit of the Spirit are manifested in the church. I'll tell you, this morning as we move into this series, I'm excited. Both myself and Pastor Mike and Pastor Matt will be team teaching this. Right now in Sunday school, we are going through SHAPE, which is kind of identifying our spiritual gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit. But now we're going to look at the fruit. What is the byproduct of the Holy Spirit of God living not only in you and me, but what happens inside the life of the church because we exercise the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Well, before we look at Galatians chapter 5, let's see if by a common group we could come up with those nine fruit of the Spirit. This morning I'm going to preach on love, so I'll get you started. Love, what else is there?
Joy.
Peace,
patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
You guys did it. Give yourselves a hand. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 actually says that. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. This morning, we are going to start off the series of the fruit of the Spirit with the foundation of the fruit of the Spirit, and that is love. Without love as the foundation of our heart, soul, and body as a church, we are not going to experience immeasurably more of what God has in store for His church and the life of His church being led by the Spirit of God. At the beginning of Galatians chapter 5, at the beginning of the top of the chapter of Galatians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul is talking about this new freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. And he says in verse 6, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value." But catch this. "The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. The Apostle Paul would go on further in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, very familiar portion of Scripture, but it says here in verse 1, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to the hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres." Then down to verse 13, "Love never fails." And now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. The litmus test of the Spirit of God living in you, living in His church, is seen in how we love God and love our fellow man. Allowing or opening ourselves up to the Holy Spirit of God to move in and through our lives, both in individual lives as well as a corporate body called the church, is by the love that we express, not only to him, but to one another. Love is mentioned 444 times throughout the scripture. It's more than any other of the fruit of the Spirit. The next one would be that of peace being mentioned 420 times. Faith is mentioned 336 times, and joy is mentioned 108 times. And the other five manifestations, or the byproduct of the Spirit of God living in us, is summed up in 35 other times combined. You can see that in Scripture, as well as in everyday practical living, God the Holy Spirit wants to live within the church, wants to live in the hearts and lives of Christ followers, and not just live in us, but share through us. You see, the Spirit of God that lives within us, as we were called to salvation by his Spirit, as Christ came into our lives and forever transformed us, that transformation, that power, that life change was not so that we would just hold on to it and say, someday I get to go to heaven, but we could do something with it. We could share it. We could give our faith away. In the life of Jesus, we see his faith being expressed through love in so many different ways. And if we want the fruit of God's Spirit, and today we're looking at love, to be seen in our lives and the life of this church, it would do us good to see the examples of Jesus and how he lived out the Spirit living in him of love. So on the back of your bulletin, you will see there are 7 points to this message, and you think, oh boy, it's late. How long is this message going to be? Very fast. Because Jesus lived it, I just have to declare it. I don't even have to preach it. I just have to declare what Jesus did in love, and then ask yourself the question, as a Christ follower, are you exhibiting the same heart as Jesus? Are you living the same lifestyle as Jesus? Are you willing to do the Father's will no matter what, just like Jesus did? And if the answer is yes, we get to go home and live out the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, one being love. First of all, Jesus healed the sick in love. The motivating factor of healing was love. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, it says, "Then Jesus landed and saw a large crowd. He had compassion on them and healed their sick." Jesus was not grandstanding. He was not trying to one-up anybody. He was just trying to demonstrate the love of God the Father through his life and what he knew he could do. He could heal, so he healed in love. You know, we may not all have the gift of healing, but we can pray for healing. We may not all have the same type of gift wiring to do exactly what someone else does, but what we can do is we can do what the Lord wants us to do in love. Jesus could heal, so he did it in love. The second thing is Jesus raised the dead in love. The shortest verse in all of Scripture is John chapter 11, verse 35. Two words, Jesus wept. And you know, that two-word message has so many different connotations, but the bottom line is he was broken that his son, his friend Lazarus had died. He was broken that the unbelief of the Jews and the Gentiles alike were there. He was just broken down to the point that all he could do was cry. He saw what God wanted to do in the life and the faith of all those around, including his friends, and he saw that they lacked faith, and he cried. But it goes on. Once more deeply moved, he came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. What he did in love is he raised his friend back to life. Now, I've never participated in a bodily resurrection. I've never participated in taking a dead man and bringing him back to life. But what I have done, and what God has allowed us to do as a church, is to take people that have been dead and their sins and bring them back to life in love through Jesus Christ and the power of his blood. Can I get an amen on that one? Amen. It is the power of love that brought Jesus the authority to bring a man back to life. The third thing is Jesus fed the hungry in love. Jesus fed the hungry in love. John 15, verse 32 says, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for those people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. Jesus was very practical in his love. He saw that the people were hungry, and so what he did in love is he fed them. I tell you what is so exciting about our new venture with our village in Nam Mon Go. By the way, sports camp last week raised $1,093 to feed our babies in Nam Mon Go. Over $1,000 came through the children that showed up to sports camp so that the children in our village might have education, might have life, might have food and water, but more importantly, have Jesus. Jesus was so practical that he saw a need. People were hungry, and in love, fed them. Oh, if we could just get a glimpse of the practical things that God could do each and every day of our lives, and just exercise that love just like Jesus did. A couple weeks ago, my wife was driving through McDonald's, and she was grabbing some breakfast on her way off to work. And as she came up to pull up to the place where she was to pay for her food, the person says, "You owe nothing. The car in front of you paid your bill." Well, that's just simple love in action. That's doing a random act of kindness to someone you don't even know, but God does. Oh, would it be said of our church that we would do random acts of kindness all over our community and all over our world so that people would be caught off guard that something loving came to them without any strings attached. This last week, some of you took that 10-4 challenge where you're going to read the Bible for 10 minutes, 4 days a week. You're going to pray 10 minutes, 4 days a week. I challenge us this week to do a random act of kindness where the person may know or may not know you, and just do it because God wants you to do it. Just as Jesus fed the people in love, would you do a random act of kindness and love this next week? Number four, Jesus preached the kingdom in love. He preached the kingdom in love. Mark chapter 6, verse 34 says, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. A simple, kind word is the beginning of teaching the kingdom of heaven. A simple act of love is beginning the process of preaching the kingdom in love. Number five, Jesus cast out demons in love. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 says, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. Oh, let us not be afraid, church, to be messy. Let us not be afraid to get dirty in the trenches of the kingdom's work. Oh, may we entertain the world so that when they show up at church, we're not surprised, but we're excited that God is speaking into the brokenness of our world in which we live. Not everyone is demon-possessed, but there are broken people that need to see broken people giving them new life in Jesus Christ. Let's just all admit it, we're hot messes this morning. But yet Jesus took our hot mess and turned it into a glorious story. He took our brokenness and he made something new. He took our rags and turned it into fine clothing. That's what Jesus does. And he does it in love. Number six, Jesus prayed for his disciples and the church in love. In John chapter 17, the high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ in verses 20 and 21 says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those that will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you." This oneness that comes by experiencing the love of God. And then number 7, Jesus gave his life for the world in love. I could say John 3:16, but I'm going to say John 15:11. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You see, in these 7 points that I just kind of briefly went over, what we saw is Jesus showed up 24/7, and what he did is he exercised love. He had so much love for the Father inside him, he couldn't help but just love the world in which he lived. He couldn't help but just serve the world in which he lived. He couldn't help but just give to the world in which he lived. So in the life of Christ, we see that love captured the heart of what he did for people that he came in contact with. This same type of love that Jesus demonstrated through his life is the same type of love that needs to live in each and every one of us who say we are Christ's followers. Because it is not us that are loving the world. It's Christ in us that is loving the world. It's the Spirit of God that is loving in us the world. Oh, let us let the Holy Spirit of God be unleashed in our lives so that the very first thing that we are willing to offer anyone is love. A few weeks ago, we came back, 14 of us went down to Haiti. I brought 14 of us back from Haiti. But when we got to the island of Laganav and we entered into our village, it was just moments, I kid you not, just moments that all of a sudden our team has connected in love with the people that they didn't even know. They walked off an airplane, got into a car, got into a boat, got back on some quads and some trucks to show us up into the mountains, to give us the idea that God can love through us even if we don't know them by name, even if we don't know them. For you see, when the Holy Spirit of God shows up, there's love. And even though we did not know them, we loved them. It kind of puts to light why we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet far away from God, Jesus had such a deep love for each and every one of us. When we allow the fruit of the Spirit to flow through us as a people and as a church, love shows up. This past week at sports camp, we had over 115 different students walk through this church, run through this church, dance through this church, make a mess through this church. By the way, over 115 people, children, walk through this building. And although our set design was pretty fun, and our worship was great, and the teachings were awesome, and the cookie trays were endless, and all the things that took place this last week would have said that was an awesome week. The defining moment in each one of these students' life, I believe, is they saw Christ show up through our love. Our people served with a passion to love children as Christ loved children. Even with the backdrop of people just serving behind the scenes, bringing cookies in, cleaning dishes in the kitchen, all of that still was motivated by the spirit of love that's within this church. And I tell you, it's not a love that I am building, I'm cultivating. For that love is not mine, but it's the Spirit of God that lives in you that is continuing to show us that we can love more. We can give more. We can serve more. Because the motivating factor for this immeasurably more opportunity within our own ranks, it's within the holding on to God, letting the Holy Spirit of God flow through us, and celebrating all the good things that God is doing in and through His church. But for this faith expressing itself through love, it's got to start with you and me. It's got to start with us as a church that is willing to say, God, you are not only welcomed in this place, but Holy Spirit, you are welcomed in my life. I want to release this spirit of love in and through my life so that when people see me, they don't see me, they see Christ loving through me. They see Christ loving in me, flowing out of me. So this morning, would you stand with me? I want to pray a prayer of thanksgiving to the Lord for what He is doing in our lives. And I also want to pray a prayer of continuation, that God would continue to cultivate this love that the Spirit of God has in each and every one of us to make a difference both in the church and out of the church as well. God, I thank You for this day. I thank You, Lord, for this church. I thank You, Lord, what took place this last week, today, and what will happen this week in the future. But God, as we are looking at the fruit of the Spirit, the reminders of who Jesus is in our lives, may we be reminded it begins with love. The foundation of our whole existence is in the love that God has for us and we have for one another. So Lord, use us as a church this week to be deliverers of Your love. May we do a random act of kindness this week to people we may know or we may not know, but may we be able to do it in such a way that it's not us that's doing it, it's You in us that is prompting us to do it for the honor and glory of Your kingdom. God, thank You for Your Spirit of God that lives in us. Thank You, Lord, that it is Your love in us that helps us to love those that are even hard to love at times. Lord, continue to lead us in this week that what is said and done would bring honor and glory to Your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.